From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a fourth term for Angela Merkel. The outcome seemed inevitable, at least according to the experts, right from the beginning of campaigning. Unusual results have emerged in prominent elections for much of the last year, including both Britain and the U.S. But Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election. Merkel's ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right Alternative for Germany party surged. Peter Matuschik is head of political analysis at the Berlin-based Forsa Institute.
The AfD will indeed be the first right-wing radical party who will make it into the federal parliament. Although, if you look at the history since 1949, we already had other right-wing radical parties on the regional level in different parliaments. But indeed, at the federal level, this would be the first time since the Second World War.
Merkel joins predecessors Helmut Kohl and Konrad Adenauer as the only post-war chancellors to win four terms. Travelers to the United States from Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen will face new restrictions under a revised travel ban ordered by President Trump. U.S. officials say these countries refuse to share information about terrorism and other issues with the U.S. Reaction to the Trump order from Human Rights Organization was largely negative. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul, wounding at least three people. The Taliban insurgency took credit for plotting the attack. And the Russian Defense Ministry has announced one of its military leaders was killed while fighting the Islamic State in Syria. General Valery Asipov was serving as an advisor to Syrian government troops. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is set to travel to South Asia for the first time since President Trump announced his new strategy for the American-led war in Afghanistan. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
The White House is revisiting its Afghanistan policy at a time of shifting geopolitics in the region. China, with its growing military and economic power, is expanding its influence across South Asia. But Donald Trump sees a bigger role for India, the other regional power player.
We want them to help us more with Afghanistan, especially in the area of economic assistance and development.
It's a risky proposal, one that India's longtime rival, Pakistan, views as a threat. But India is cautiously moving forward, agreeing earlier this month to provide more assistance to the Afghan Defense Forces. The country has already provided more than $2 billion in economic aid to Afghanistan. For Mattis, the tricky regional balancing act is made only more complicated by China. China and India recently agreed to de-escalate tensions in their long-running border dispute. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
Well, before leaving for that trip, the U.S. Defense Secretary said today that if North Korea carried out the threat of a hydrogen bomb test, it would be shocking irresponsibility. On Saturday, North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said that his country could conduct an atmospheric hydrogen bomb test over the Pacific Ocean. Iraqi Kurds are voting in an independent referendum that is widely expected to be approved while facing objection from the government in Baghdad as well as neighboring countries and the United States. The president of the semi-autonomous Kurdish region in northeastern Iraq, Masoud Barzani, has urged the 5 million eligible voters to cast their ballots today in peace. Kate Collin is a Mideast expert at the Brookings Institution.
I do not expect the Kurds to declare independence, to use this as an occasion to declare independence. I would expect them to use these results to strengthen their position in negotiations with Baghdad.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has announced an election for next month. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reports.
Abe's ratings have jumped from around 30 to 50% in just 2 months. His image as a strong leader at a time of increasing worry over Pyongyang, boosting his popularity and overshadowing criticism for suspected cronyism scandals that eroded his support earlier this year. Abe is expected to announce a vote on October 22nd and is likely to promise spending on education and childcare while staying tough on Pyongyang. The Prime Minister is gambling that his ruling party can keep its lower house majority, and a weekend survey by the Nikkei Business Daily suggests that's a likely outcome, with 44% of voters leaning towards his Liberal Democratic Party versus just 8% for the main opposition.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting, and this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.